You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
First Timothy 4, 7 to 16. Train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So Paul is here giving Timothy some very clear and practical instructions as to how to live as a Christian, and also as to how to behave as a leader among the community of Christians. He is to behave as a man devoted to God's work. In this week, we're meditating into this theme or topic of consecration. And this kind of advice fits perfectly well with a life lived in a consecration to God. So, Paul starts by saying, train in godliness. Godliness means piety towards God, thinking of the things of God. And he compares it with training for physical exercise. He says, well, exercise has some value, but godliness has every value, is valuable for all things, because it lasts to eternity. In a certain way, it gives us, and Timothy in this case, a godly perspective of life. If you're going to think of something, think of God and of his ways. Be yourself completely devoted to God. Give yourself wholly to him. And he gives a lot of examples. He is asking Timothy to be an example to others in his speech, in his conduct, in faith, in purity. He is called to be a model for others so that when others may see him, they may think of God, they may see God. And this is precisely what God is asking of us and what we are exhorted to do by this passage. We should, instead of being concerned with the things of this world, we should train our godliness. We should train the way in which we give ourselves fully to God so that our lives may be lived with this godly perspective. We want to give ourselves wholly to him in this time. Maybe a question for us would be, then how can I do this more fully? How can I train? How can I look towards? How can I prepare for the life that God wants me to live? I exhort you and I encourage you to pray and that allow the Lord to continue to teach you, to continue to form you, to train you, to transform you into the person that he wants you to be.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.